and the statement was made and then seconded and thirded and fifth, et cetera, that you can't teach physics online. That, you know, maybe you can do English, maybe you can do psychology where you post some PowerPoints, put a quiz up and call it good. And so I took that as kind of a throwdown that, well, you can. And so I tried to argue a little bit at that meeting that, you know, why is it you can't do physics online? And the response was, well, the students have to be able to put their hands on the physics equipment in lab to really learn the physics. And I didn't say it at the time, but what went through my head and I thought a lot about afterwards is most of the stuff we use in a physics lab, the students have never seen before. They'll never see it again. It's magic. And us assuming just because they use a nearly frictionless track with a nearly frictionless car using a thing called a force probe, which they have no clue what it is, that that somehow is going to teach them physics better than some other way. And so me getting into teaching online was precipitated that way.